Glad to be with you on the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus on KRAJ 100.9 FM right here in the Antelope Valley. I want to share a message today called, Did You Open the Gift? Did you open the gift? With that in mind, let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be a spokesman for the kingdom and to announce to the whole world that Christmas is not about Christmas. Christmas is about Jesus. And we thank you for it. Bless us today as we reach out to the people and let them know. The question is, did you open the gift? All right. I have four scriptures that I want to leave with you, but basically one that I'm going to talk to. The first one is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. And the next one is Luke chapter 2, verse 10 through 12. And the third one is John 3 and 16. And the next one is Ephesians 2 and 14. That is the scripture that I'd like to use for today's message. Well, let's start off with Isaiah chapter 9. And verse 6 and 7. And we're talking about here the gift. For unto us a son, a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of the government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Well, the very first thing I'd like to do is to start off talking about at two different Christmases. One is the real Christmas, and two is the commercial Christmas, and they're different. The real Christmas, which really comes from the idea and thought of all wrapped around the birth of Jesus. And the commercial Christmas is all wrapped around a gift which you have to go and pay for with your own money and get it. And people find themselves giving more gifts related to commercialism than they do in the case of Jesus in many cases. Not all cases. Some of us really know the value of what it means to share with the world the gift that God has provided through his son Jesus. Now, I grew up in a time where we believed in Santa Claus when I grew up. So when I grew up, we didn't have much, but whatever little toys mama and them could get, they would get it through the white people where they lived on the plantation, and they would give it to us. And most time it would be some apples and oranges, or something like that, and maybe some kind of I remember one time, somehow or the other, I don't know how my dad did that, but he ended up buying me a little BB gun. And I really enjoyed that little BB gun that I thought Santa Claus brought to me. And let me tell you, when I got up big enough and found out about the real Santa Claus, it really disturbed my hope for Christmas. So I had to learn all over what Christmas was really all about. And nothing wrong with giving a gift, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing at all wrong with giving a gift to anyone, particularly somebody you love and care about. Nothing wrong at all. But one thing is that we need to be sure of, don't get it out of order. Make sure we understand the fact of what comes first, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So the difference then between these two Christmases is one is about the reality of our Lord and Savior. And let me tell you just a little tingle bit of information is this. We recognize that Jesus could have been born anywhere, somewhere between November and March, is my understanding. Okay, but what we do need to realize, yes, we use, and in fact, this coming Friday is actually the 25th of December, which we are going to celebrate the birth of Christ. In America. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I do want to say to you, let's not forget what it is that we're talking about when we talk about Christmas. Let me take you now quickly from this. If you look at the book of Isaiah, you'll see that the very first and second verses talks about darkness on the northern part. But then when it gets to 6 and 7, it talks about the light that is to come, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So come with me, if you would, to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And time is clicking right along on us here. So Luke chapter 2, starting with verse number 10. All right. Are you ready? Everybody, wherever you are, because if you're driving your car, you probably cannot find this. You got to watch what you're doing. But if you're in your house or somewhere where you can sit down, you can look at Luke chapter 2 and look at what was said here. Why don't I start with verse 8? And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now, that's the shepherds. And they would usually have a couple of those guys out there where one could watch and the other one would do something else or rest and have you. But then look what happened while they were watching the sheep. Verse number. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And verse number 10. And the angel said unto them, get this? We're talking about the real Christmas now, the gift that we're talking about opening up. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Great joy that is to be to all people. Verse 11. For unto you is born this day, and I'm going to call it the 25th for the sake of our discussion. But remember, it is not necessarily on the 25th of December. But I'm going to use December the 25th, which is this coming Friday, for our celebration. For unto you is born this day, the 25th of December. Remember, I'm using that as our discussion. In the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. How do you know when you have found him? This gift that I'm asking you, are you going to open up? Listen what he said. And you shall find, this is verse 12. You shall, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Don't let nobody fool you. This Jesus is the real gift that you don't want to miss. Please remember that you do not want to miss this gift for which God has sent us and laid it clear in the book of John, particularly in John chapter 3 and verse 16. It says, let me turn to that and read that for you. Luke, John 3 and 16. I think most of you already know that. John 3, 16. But I want to read it exactly like the book shows it. For God, listen to this here. We're talking about love here, real love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, when they opened the gift, the world through him might be saved. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And you know what? One of the things that is so good about this whole story is that if you don't have a nickel, you don't have a penny, you don't have any money at all, you can have this gift for free. Man, that is too good, Brother Melvin. When he sent his Son to take up our stuff, and he also let us know that if we love God and we trust him, we can open that gift. And I want you to know that as we're getting close to, I believe we're about to use up our time here. But I do want to say to you that I'm thankful, and I'm asking you the question. Have you opened that gift yet that God sent to you in the form of his Son, Jesus, who took up our, you know, oh my God, I'm getting excited about this. Just to think about all of the times that I've tried to let somebody know that there's a real Christ born in Bethlehem of Judea. I want you to know that we have about another 4 or 5 minutes, about 9 minutes here. And I'm just thankful and asking you to not forget to open the gift and allow the Lord to come into your heart. Now, you don't have to know anything all that good. You don't have to do anything except to have faith. And let me take you to the book of Romans. I think Paul shows us exactly how to really open that gift. Let's take a look and see how he opened that gift. Amen. Let's see how he opened that gift. Turn to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And I'm going to start at verse 9. And let's look at verse 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that's what you got to do in order to open the gift. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm thankful, brothers and sisters, that God has allowed us by faith to open that gift, and we can have that gift. And let me tell you how long it lasts. John 10 and 10 says that the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life, that's life here on earth, and have it more abundantly, and that's life eternal. So in closing, I want to say to you, open the gift that God has already prepared for you and is prepared for free, that we can have eternal life forever. We just had a service just the other day of a young man who was 36 years old, Freddie Graham's son. And he let the little brother really, really enjoyed football. But he also let us know that he really loved standing at the church to invite people to come in to the church there every Sunday. God bless you. I want to say to you, open the gift. Don't allow nothing to interrupt. You open the gift. Father, we thank you now for the opportunity to explain and let everybody know that there's a gift that don't come under a tree, but on a tree. There's a gift that comes not from the store, but from your word. There's a gift that is given, that the gift that we received on earth, it fades away. But the gift that you have given us will not fade away. No, no. Oh God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. God bless you. We hope that you will enjoy the message and take into account to open the gift. Amen. We'd like to invite you to our church. We are not open right at the moment. We don't know exactly when we'll be going inside, but the message is on live stream every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. So we invite you to listen in and either hear our pastor or whoever he has appointed to speak on that particular day. God bless you. Good to hear from you.